Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller and Indiana basketball met the media yesterday afternoon. The coach and the players seem to be in good spirits as the 2017 summer is a new development era for this program. Obviously, with a new staff in place, players have to get new practice habits, new leadership habits, new roles developing on the team. What did we learn yesterday? Well, good news for Hoosier fans and in that leadership department. Colin Hartman has been cleared to play medically. Doctors said Hartman is now ready for contact. So Indiana, whenever they feel necessary, can ease him into some drills, some scrimmages, anything else that involves contact, and let Colin Hartman help. Hartman has been a glue guy. He's been the guy that gets the loose ball. He's been the guy that can knock down a three, can hit some jumpers. And he provides the leadership that the Hoosiers might have been lacking at certain times last year as he recovered from a knee injury. Deron Davis, what a difference a summer makes for Deron Davis. If you remember, he missed all of last summer as he didn't arrive on campus until August. This summer, all he's done is drop 20 pounds, and Coach Miller mentioned how much lighter he looks on the court. Davis himself mentioned how much better physically he feels and how he's changed his life for the better. The schedule still isn't complete for next season, but Coach Miller let us know it's not going to be spectacular. But that's what happens when you get to town and it's basically a blank canvas. Miller and Indiana University trying to fill all the holes, but they've got a little bit of a speed bump to deal with this year as the Big Ten tournament starts a week earlier, so there'll be an awkward week in between the Big Ten tournament conclusion and NCAA tournament play. Archie Miller said yesterday that the Hoosiers will use that week as a time to rest, regroup, and get caught up academically, so don't expect anything scheduled in that time. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tigray Scales earned a spot on the 2017 watch list for the 23rd annual Chuck Bednarik Award. That's what the Maxwell Football Club announced on Monday. I didn't want to make sure that went through it. He's already been announced to the 2017 Lott Impact Trophy watch list. All these preseason award lists go out this time of year, so everybody knows who to pay attention to. How good has Tigray Scales been? Well, he was second-team All-American last year from Sports Illustrated and became the first Hoosiers linebacker recognized on an All-American team since Van Waiters back in 1987. Tigray is going to lead the defense, and they'll get started right here in Bloomington on August 31st as the Ohio State Buckeyes come to town. So exciting stuff there. Semifinalists announced on October 30th, three finalists on November 20th. And if the Hoosiers are having a big season, don't be surprised for Tigray to be perhaps in one of those semifinalist spots. And speaking of accolades, Indiana women's basketball, Tyra Buss, she's been invited to try out for USA Basketball's under-23 team. The first team All-Big Ten selection from Terry Morin's Hoosiers will try out in Colorado Springs later this month. She's one of the 40 athletes chosen to possibly represent the USA in the Four Nations Tournament for college-age women. That's coming up August 12th through 15th in Tokyo. The only issue Buss could face with this is that her Indiana Hoosier team is traveling to Italy for a tour beginning on August 2nd and returning on August 11th. If she does end up making the under-23 team, she'll have a very interesting decision to make. Can she make it from Italy to Japan? Well, Tyra Buss has shown us she can do just about anything on a basketball court. We'll see how her traveling skills work out. Indiana women's basketball will jump off that bridge when they get to it. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.